We're talking with Leland McDaniel with Extension Service here in South Central Oklahoma in the Carter County area. And Leland, 25 years of this event, the Southern Plains Beef Symposium, quite a legacy here.
Yes, we're proud of the loyal following that we've had for 25 years. As you look around the country, I'm not sure how many one single day beef producer programs have existed that long outside of the commodity groups and association meetings multiple days. So we're very proud. We think it's probably the preeminent single day beef producer meeting in the country. We've got a strong lineup of speakers and an excellent trade show, and our audience, our clientele from South Central Oklahoma, North Central Texas, and even beyond has been very loyal through the years. And so we think it's a really good program with a lot of valuable information for our beef producers.
Now, we've talked about the fact that this is a changing industry, and the dynamics of this area, just a little north of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, this is a changing area as far as cattle production, isn't it?
It is. You know, the landscape, we don't know till we get some more years in rearview mirror, 30 years down the road, what projects for our industry. Certainly, we could assume that there's going to be some contraction, maybe a smaller industry in the future. But if you look historically at the data, within a 100-mile radius of Ardmore, which would essentially be Oklahoma City to the north, Dallas to the south, Dallas-Fort Worth area, Wichita Falls to the west, and Hugo, southeastern Oklahoma to the east, about 2% of the national cow herd resides in this 100-mile radius. So it certainly is cow-calf country. A lot of cattle in this area, a lot of production, beef cattle production. So even though our numbers have declined, there's still a substantial portion of the national cow inventory located in this 100-mile radius.
And saying that, we've got obviously an industry that has changed and has had to react to drought and now coming out of drought. And so that's made it a moving target.
It has, and you know, and we're not unlike a lot of places in the country. There's alternative uses for land now. People buying land, and oftentimes it's for recreation purposes. So there's been acres taken out of beef cattle production for not only recreation, but if you as you travel across the country, the southeast Gulf Coast states and the upper Midwest, a lot of it's been put in corn, grain production, and we're losing acres every day, substantial number of acres to development. So it's going to be a smaller industry, but it's still going to be a dynamic industry with opportunity for producers. And hopefully we can help guide them along the way with some good information. And we look forward to doing this for years to come.
Now, on the information thing, it's changed quite a bit from those early days when you were at the rodeo arena, in Ardmore, downtown Ardmore, and that area, and now here at the convention center. Now, talking clones this year, I know we weren't doing that 25 years ago.
It is a changing industry, and that's been one of our primary goals, is to stay in front of some of the cutting edge technology and that's available to beef cattle producers, and it's a different system today than it was 20 years ago, and it will be different 10 years from now than what it is now.